You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage comes from the end of Psalm 98, a great psalm of proclamation of the Lord's salvation of his people, of his steadfast covenant love, calling all of creation to remember what God has done and telling us how God remembers his steadfast love and his faithfulness. And so in our passage here, we have the end of the psalm given to us, starting at verse 7. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This whole passage, and really the whole psalm, is a great hymn of acclamation and praise to God for his saving work and for his power. It's one of these psalms that's a little like when you're in the presence of a moving preacher, and the words of truth that are spoken to you come and they resonate with your soul, and your whole being is sort of moved and drawn to make a response. And so you want to jump up, you want to stand, you want to shout, you want to say amen. This passage here at the end of this psalm has a similar feel to it. All of creation here is standing up and shouting out a huge amen. Yes, absolutely. Great is the Lord. So we see the sea, we see the world, we see the hills, the rivers, all making noise and responding to God's saving work and God's goodness. This is very active and exuberant worship, and it's a preparation for the Lord to come and judge the earth, to judge the world, and to judge the peoples. Everything, everywhere, from all time will receive this word of judgment, and it'll be a righteous word, a word of equity. That means it's going to be a fair judgment, a straight judgment, a level and upright, just judgment. This is what God is going to bring. And so all of creation is readily waiting for that and making noise and joyful and expecting it. I think there's a call for us in this season to look for God's judgment with joy and prepare for it with great song and shouting and singing. How do we express our own amen at the Lord's power and his saving work? How do we join this chorus of all of creation that roars, that claps, that sings for joy to welcome the one who comes as judge? I think there's much for us to consider and to ask ourselves, how will we welcome the judgment of the Lord? And are we expecting this judgment to come, this judgment full of equity and fairness and straightness? How then will we respond and will we prepare? And let's allow our worship to do that preparation for us, and that joy to well up in us to welcome God's judgment.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.